Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Brothers and sisters, you know the time. It is the hour now for you to awake from sleep. For our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is advanced. The day is at hand. Let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light.
Yesterday was the winter solstice, the shortest day, the longest night of the whole year. As these days have been getting darker and darker and the nights longer and longer, we more and more recognize our need for light. In fact, light is life. We need light for every aspect of our living. We need light for our work, recreation. We need light to be most all of our basic needs. We need light for warmth and heat. We need light for our physical health. We need light for our emotional health. The lack of light can lead to depression. An infusion of light can bring inspiration. We need light for our physical and emotional health, but as we've also been saying throughout this series, we need light for our minds. When we're not sure what we're doing, where we're going, or where we should be going, we say, we're in the dark, because that's how it feels. When you're operating in the dark, life is no fun, but even worse is living in the dark. It's no fun living in the dark about your future career, your family, your finances. We want light to find our way forward. In fact, we come into this world in the dark, with our minds quite dark, not knowing anything, really, not knowing how to grow or succeed, not knowing how to talk, not even knowing how to survive. Our minds need to be enlightened. Light is essential for our physical, emotional health. It's essential for our minds, but perhaps most of all, it's essential for the health of our hearts. That's why we need the light of faith, the light of Christ. Without it, among other problems, pride and anger, selfishness and greed, and all kinds of dark things besides, can find a home in our hearts, and if left untended, can do permanent damage there. 2 weeks ago, we looked at how, as individuals, we can share the light of Christ. And last week, we looked at being light together as a community, as a church family, right here in our own city of Baltimore. And we announced that as our Advent project for this year, we will be funding the renovation of our recreation center in the Poppleton community of Southwest Baltimore. So the kids and students in that neighborhood can have a safe and loving place to grow and learn. We'll announce the results of our efforts on the weekend of January 4th and 5th. But meanwhile, if you'd like to participate but still haven't had a chance, there's still time. Stop by the kiosks on the concourse after Mass. Well, today, finally, in our observance of Advent, we're introduced to the Christmas story. The Christmas story is found in two places in the Bible, the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Luke tells the story from Mary's perspective. Matthew tells the story from Joseph's perspective. Today we're going to look briefly at Joseph's story. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was with child through the Holy Spirit. In that culture at that time, couples would get engaged about a year before their actual marriage ceremony. And though legally, technically married, the couple wouldn't live together. So during this time, Mary becomes pregnant, and that raises a question. That becomes a problem. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. That word quietly is an interesting choice of words to describe Joseph's action, because while he plays a prominent role in the Christmas story for sure, Scripture does not record a single word that Joseph ever spoke. He evidently was a quiet man, and he quietly decides to step away from this situation. Saints and scholars have proposed theories about why Joseph planned to quietly divorce Mary: anger on the assumption of infidelity, confusion as events seem to spiral out of control, or maybe just plain old fear. I lean toward that last theory for two reasons. One is that's what St. Thomas Aquinas taught, and he was much smarter than I'll ever be. Second, it's the simplest. It's the most human response. It's the one I'm sure I would feel and you would feel in similar circumstances. When something that's happening that we don't understand, when things are just spiraling out of control, it's frightening. Joseph was frightened. He's in the dark. He couldn't see his way forward. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that the child has been conceived in her." Joseph's mind had been darkened by fear. Fear that he was in over his head. Fear of what others might think of him. Fear that he wasn't worthy of this plan of God. A simple response. And the angel's message to him is equally simple: fear not. The angel goes on to clarify the specifics of the plan, specifics which include a baby and even the baby's name. The child will be called Jesus, which means God saves, suggesting the child's future mission. The child will save people from sin and selfishness, from doubt and death, a savior for the world. Matthew continues and concludes. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet: "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. For centuries, Jewish religious leaders and scholars had known that prophecy. It was the most famous prophecy of all, the most famous prophecy ever, but not one of them ever thought that it would be taken literally. Mary and Joseph are the first to learn otherwise. And take a look what happened. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary, his wife, into his home. 2,000 years ago, God invited a simple carpenter to be a part, a great big part, of his great big plan. Despite his own fears, Joseph helped to bring healing and wholeness to the world by cooperating with God's plan. And just as God used Joseph that very first Christmas, he can use you too this Christmas. Despite any reluctance that you may have, despite your current busyness beyond your own fear of failure, you can reach out with help and healing to others. Maybe someone who is lonely or alone this holiday, sick or suffering, neglected, overlooked, misunderstood, marginalized, grieving. There are a lot of people in our community just like that. Maybe reaching out to them can be a part of your Christmas celebration this Christmas. And don't forget to be on the lookout for any last-minute invitations that God wants you to make for Christmas Eve at the fairgrounds. No one is ever insulted to be invited, and you could just make somebody's holiday. The world can often seem dark. The darkness can fill our minds and haunt our hearts. But God's invitation to us this Christmas is to come out of the dark, to walk in the light, and to share.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by. Breadbox Media Programming is
looking
brought to you
by. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We
looking
have the
for
answer.
Exceptional coffee
our friends
delivered
at
fresh
Grim
to your
Bean
door.
Coffee.
We have the
small
answer.
Batch.
Our friends
coffee.
At Grim Bean
using
coffee.
Top-tier coffee.
Produce
beans.
Small batch.
The
artisan
coffee,
coffee
is roasted
using
when you
top-tier
order,
coffee.
Guaranteeing the freshest
the
coffee,
coffee
possible.
Is roasted when you order.
Check out
guaranteeing
Redbox
the freshest
roasts,
coffee possible.
A new line of Catholic-themed
check
coffees.
Out.
Bread
available
roasts.
At www.grimbeancoffee.com.
Available at
www.grimbeancoffee.com.
Experience coffee
forward
like
slash
never before.
Redbox Media.
Experience coffee like never before.